Good afternoon, Matt Gidley.
Good afternoon, David.
Were you shocked when you heard about this news today about the Matautia brothers?
Well, I'd had a number of conversations with the Matautia boys as recent as last Friday, where we had a long conversation about their futures, and we just reinforced how important they are to our club and how we hope that they're going to be long-term players at the Knights.
It seems very strange the way this has come about. I mean, you've obviously been dealing with their manager, Chris Haddad, who I believe is the doorman at Canterbury Leagues Club. Is that right?
I'm not sure if that's the case, but I think what's important with all these negotiations is to ensure that the players are involved at some level so they get a clear understanding of where things are at in the negotiation. So that'll certainly be the focus of us with the boys moving forward.
I mean, these three boys obviously feature very strongly in your plans for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw particularly Sione and Chanel some glimpse of their potential throughout the course of this year. So, yeah, we made it really clear that we'd be doing everything in our power to make sure that we retain the three boys, and we hope that they're long-term players at the club.
Well, it must have come as a great shock to you, as it did to everyone else, to read today in the Daily Telegraph that the boys have in fact signed a heads of agreement deal that has been lodged with the NRL that will bind them to the Canterbury club from season 2016.
Yeah, well, it won't bind them. I think it's important to remember, David, that all three boys are contracted to our club for next year, season 2015.
Yep.
And no club can sign a register of playing contract with any of their players until after June 30 next year anyway.
So there's still plenty of time for the boys to change their mind if indeed they have made some kind of decision that they want to play with the Bulldogs. I believe they've got, what, till round 13?
That's right, till after round 13 next year. So we'll be working closely with the players. I mean, my most recent conversation with all three of the boys is they're really happy in Newcastle and they want to stay here long term as well.
And the Newcastle juniors too. This is what I can't understand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm not sure what type of advice they've been given, but as I said, it's important that any advice or any communication in terms of negotiation is held with the players moving forward. And Michael Hagan and I will certainly be doing that over the coming weeks.
Well, that's great. So what you're saying is you've only spoken to their manager at this stage, which you did last week, but you haven't spoken to the boys yet.
No, so certainly moving forward, the boys will be engaged in any negotiations. So particularly in the key terms, I want to ensure they're happy. And if they're going to be long-term players at the club, it's important that's the case.
Well, I mean, Sione, as you said, had an incredible end to the season. He played in the last seven games for the Knights and he scored seven tries.
Yeah, and that was brilliant. So he's, he's 2014 has been wonderful and he's been rewarded with selection in the Prime Minister's 13 as well at the end of the season. So he's had a wonderful year. He's always had wonderful potential. So it's important we nurture that to allow him to be a long-term player.
When are you planning to sit down with the three boys, Gids? Because I believe it's some kind of package deal that's been done.
Yeah, I'm not sure what deal has been offered by the clubs. I know they're obviously hot property. It's important for us at the moment that we spoke to the players and they understood how important they were to our club. So they certainly understand that now and they want to be a part of that, which is important as well. So, well, I mean, we'll meet with the players weekly to ensure that the negotiations are held in good faith.
All right, don't let these ones out of your grasp, mate.
No, not at all. I mean, local juniors is what we're all about, so we want to develop them and then retain them, David. So that's certainly the case.
That's great. Thanks, Matt, for your time. Good luck.
No, you're welcome. Thanks. Bye bye.